Oh, okay. Beverly needs a link. Beverly O needs a link. Do you have her email or anything that you could send her a link, Linda? If not, here,
I can look for it inside out.
I'll just do it real quick. I'll just do it here. I'll just grab it. It'll only take me a second here. Can't leave anyone behind. I guess she doesn't get the emails that I send out. So I'll just do it right now here. Okay, there we go. I am back. Okay. All right. So, welcome, 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 all you ladies. I'm so excited to be here with you. I was
Are you
saying
recording?
earlier, this is office hours, right? It's when you get to come and bring your questions or show us what you're working on or
Brenda,
yeah.
hit record, babe.
I thought I did. Is it not recording?
I think it started recording, Brenda, when just you and I were talking, because I got a
Was a fire,
notification.
probably. Okay, it shows recording to me. You guys don't see a recording button? Let me.
I saw one. It came up
Okay, good.
on my
Okay.
screen. It's on.
Okay,
Okay. All
perfect.
right. All right. I'll come back in again. You
Sorry.
guys, how many times do you want me to start this call? Woo! We're all here. Happy, happy day before Valentine's Day. And of course, I'm teaching the God Love and Me on the 22nd. So if you have not yet registered, it's going to be life changing. And so, of course, every post and everything I'm thinking about, I'm right in line with the Love Month. And so, let's think about love in all areas of our life. I want to talk about preparing for next quarter with love. And of course, office hours is all about us gathering to get any questions answered, get any tips, get any ideas from each other, show the love to each other, support each other.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I think two more big towels
There's some
and
people.
two washcloths. So I think they love enough
Oh,
family.
thank
A
you.
lot of people are filming.
Interesting morning. Can you mute somebody, Linda? Thank you. All right, so let's start with prayer. Let's rock and roll. Father, I just thank you for another day of life. Thank you that, as I was reminded just today, that you are love. As we let that sink in, scripture says very clearly, God is love. You are love. And when we pause for a second to realize that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that is the temple of love, that we have the mind of Christ, that is the mind of love. And I could go on and on and on. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Love in me, the hope of glory. That we can pause and reflect from that and live from that place. And so I thank you. Thank you for the gift of love in and through us and in the Prosper Leader membership. There's so much love here. I thank you. I thank you for the Prosper Sisters. They're just filled with love. And so bless this time for your glory, for your honor. Let whatever needs to be spoken or taught or awareness for them to advance boldly into the fullness of the love, in the fullness of the calling, the fullness of the purpose that they've been called to, let that come forth with clarity, grace, and ease. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So excited to see you, ladies. Hello, hello, hello. All right. First and foremost, do you have anything that you are wondering? How do I do this? Look at this. What's your best idea for this? Anything like that that you need? You can go in the reactions and raise your hand, or I can't see all of you at once, but those who see, you can kind of wave around. So only unmute yourself if you have something to share, okay? And everyone else, let's just go in order and I'll take that and factor it in and I'll share what God's put on my heart. We're going to have a fabulous time together for Prosper Leader office hours. Okay, who's got a question?
I have
Comment.
a quick question, Brenda.
This event that I'm doing, if I make an event on Eventbrite and LinkedIn and Facebook and Zoom, are those things that I have to tend, or can it just like, okay, here's the event, here's the information, and then let it do its thing?
A little or both. It's like you get a plant, you put it in the ground, and it's got a sprinkler system. And can you just leave it alone? Yeah. Will you get more results if you go in and give it some love and nurture? Yeah. You're going to get out of it what you put into it, right? So, what do I mean by that? I mean, some things have automatic reminders like Eventbrite and stuff that builds into that. And you can tie your Eventbrite to your Facebook event by using that as the link if you want. Although Eventbrite, I believe, I haven't looked lately, may charge you per person that registers or uses your link. I don't know if that's still the case. Used to be. So you can decide. But Eventbrite opens up a different audience than Facebook and LinkedIn, right? So it's like, how many places do you want to be seen and increase visibility? So, Facebook, it does not sustain well by itself.
Well,
You
I'll come with you
draw
on. Thank you.
awareness, but this could be a wonderful lead generation if they raise their hand that they're interested by clicking on interested. I'd be going over and having conversations and encouraging them all the way into the registration process. It's a lead that's raised their hand, okay? They're paying attention. Give them some love. Give them a reason to come. Okay? Does that answer your question? Yeah. This is so in this season, the whole idea of nurturing your seed is so powerful. I just think that so much more is being asked of us in this season to move someone from interest to full on, purchasing your products. It's requiring much more. I mean, that's just, statistically being shown everywhere. I think we could look at it a differently in light of what I'm talking about, in light of love, is how much do you want to bring God's love to what you're doing? How much do you want to truly, do you desire to serve those that you're having an opportunity to serve? So if we come from an attitude of get, and I just need to get more clients and get more money and get more referrals, it's a completely different energy than waking up and going, Lord, who are we going to love today? Who are we going to pour into? Who are we going to serve? Who are we going to partner with? Who are we going to, right? It's a whole different, and it feels different in your own spirit. Can you just thinking about those two, like just for a second, just put yourself in an imagination. I need to get, if I just could get a couple more, if I could just get some client, if I could just get a man. Can you feel into that? Now feel your body when you kind of do that. Like role play with me for a second and just go there. Just like get in a getting place. I need to get. Just kind of even gesture it. I need to get. What's your body feel like? Now come from a place, God, you're in me. You've said all sufficiency, all my needs are supplied. You, the very love that created the universe, said that I'm the temple where you live. And you say love has been poured into our hearts, and you say rivers of living water come out of our being. Let me today just reflect and pour out your love. Now come from this place and just feel yourself giving. Feel yourself radiating love right now. Just take the love in your heart, feel it, just feel intense love, and just picture yourself shining it and radiating it on everyone and everything. Do you feel a difference in your body? Drop in the comments. What do you feel differently? What happens in those two postures? It's also the posture of lack and abundance. It's the posture, right? What do you feel? For me, I feel tension in my body when I'm in a get. It taps into lack and fear, and it's a very, I can feel the just kind of feeling, right? That's the striving energy, right? That's the sacrificing energy. That's the, right? So yeah, Tracy says contraction versus expansion. Yeah, because love is expansive, fear is contractive. Just look at the physiology, like nature and our very body tells us the truth of things, right? So fear contracts. Think what happens in your body. You're in terror. Everything goes to your central organs. It goes into a protective mode. Everything locks down, shuts down, lower brain, lower creativity, right? Love is expansive. And so I'm so glad you guys are kind of feeling into that. Nature tells us peace versus stress. Yes, Victoria, right? It is closer to God's servant mentality. Okay, good. So good. Thank you. I feel tension when I'm getting and completely calm and peaceful. Yes, beautiful, Renee. Okay, get equals tension. Yeah, I felt it too there and in my heart. My whole heart kind of contracted. So I love that. Yeah. Okay, so you guys get it. So now think about priming yourself, right? Each and every day is a reset. Each time you go to sleep, it's a complete reset. So what you think about right before you go to bed is going to dictate the kind of sleep and the peace you walk in. If you turn off all blue light, instruments, computers, all of that, right? And if you can take a few minutes to meditate, if it's just close your eyes and be absolutely grateful, or close your eyes and get in that place of love, fall asleep in that place. Let God continue. Scripture says he speaks to us in the night season, right? And then when you wake up in the morning, it's your chance to create a new day. Like, isn't that beautiful? The way that nature gives
True.
us resets, right? And so, why do I think that the very first thing, our spiritual practice, is the most important? You're positioning, you're rehabituating your thinking, you're rehabituating your being and the frequency that you're vibrating at. Okay, that's not woo-woo, that's science. Okay, and you're creating what you're going to attract and build in that day. So, great question. We kind of went on a tangent, but I hope that was helpful. Okay, who else? Any other questions? Comments, ahas. I've got plenty to share, but you guys come first. If not, you know I'm ready.
So,
Anything you're working on, you need feedback. Okay, Renee.
working on a lot. My company, Scroll.care, I'm merging my healthcare advocacy business into Scroll.
Okay.
With a another organization for our distribution channel. I'm very excited about that. It's part of our scaling. And one of the things, Brenda, you and I need to spend some one-on-one time on, that's bringing on over 2,000 salespeople into the sales channel for Scroll. But what I'm asking, what I want from you ladies is I have a couple of potential investors at the table. I am asking for $15 million. It's my first fundraising. So far, I've funded this all myself. I shouldn't say myself. My team at Renee and Company have funded it with their work, right? And my husband. And so I have a $15 million ha ask, and I would ask, and this is definitely, God's work and a labor of love. And so I would just ask that everyone would pray about that for me. And it's been quite an endeavor to even get the pitch deck ready and going through all that and determining what kind of funding we need. Such a learning curve. And, I mean, I've never had this experience before. So as everyone grows their businesses, if you need inputs from someone that's been in the deep end of the pool, please, don't hesitate to ask. But it's definitely an experience. And And I don't want to do anything out of the Lord's will. And that's, I'm in a space where I'm second guessing myself and just, thinking because, in our humanness, we want to react and act in our own will. And I just keep sensing that I need to just sit back and wait and just do my part and just wait. And Brenda, when you reached out to me the other day, I was in this kind of emotional turmoil because, again, our humanity just wants to jump in and, take whatever. I mean, when you have delivered this baby, you want everyone to love your baby and shower your baby.
It's so good, Renee. And so first of all, just congratulations.
You.
And second of all, double current, one on your courage and that you're going forward and the success that you're having so far and what you're bringing and birthing is so beautiful. And it's already the potential that it has. But secondarily, that the key in going into large hyper growth in places that we've never been is staying balanced, right? Because it's scary, it's overwhelming, it brings every new emotion because we're in the Jabez prayer, we're expanding our territory. And we all pray for this. We pray to expand our territory, but the territory is new, is unfamiliar, requires new mindset, new skill set, new actions. Often new relationships, new colleagues, new team. Like it requires a lot to shift. And the key is to do that from a place of grace and ease. And you said some words that God's been really downloading into my heart. I've been getting all these verses and I could pull up my little Bible study notebook that I create my own Bible studies in here. And it's this on waiting expectantly. Waiting expectantly. This is a unique position that we place ourselves with God because it's an active, it's not passive. Too many people say, I'm waiting on the Lord, and the Lord is waiting on them. It's really an excuse to live in their fear, in their procrastination, in their stagnation, and make it sound really religious. Well, I'm waiting on the Lord. When you get into the Hebrew and you get into and you study all these scriptures on what it means to wait expectantly, it is action. It is mindset. It is prayer and spirit. It is creating space and emptying out. It is a very active waiting. That the waiting is that we are not making it happen. We're allowing it to unfold in God's timing. So first and foremost, it's being patient in the gestation period. Okay. You, like me, like most of us on this call, we're like, get it done, make it happen. We learned how to do that, didn't we? Let's make it happen. Right. And the key word is make it happen. And what happens is we often push things ahead of God or prematurely, okay, before we're fully ready. Okay. So think about nature again. Nature gives us all kinds of clues. I think I shared this with Linda not long ago. I have a peach tree, big, gorgeous, yummy peaches. You eat one of those peaches before it's ripe. It's icky. There's like fuzz. I don't know if any of you ever done that with peaches. This fuzz gets in your mouth and it's sticky and you can't even get it out. Any of you ever done that? You ever eaten an unripe peach? Okay. So eating fruit before it's ripe, okay? Think about a baby, right? If we try to push a baby to come out sooner because we don't want to spend 9 months, Did the lungs get developed? Did the heart get developed? A premature baby requires all kinds. You and I both had those. We know, right? So there is this waiting expectantly, which is almost like waiting for a child. So you find out you're pregnant, but there's a gestation period of 9 months. Often, Renee, your spiritual, prophetically, you know something is needed is coming. And often the gestation, you know how they always say in business, things take longer and cost more, right? Or building a house, it takes longer and costs more. So there's a gestation period. And what we do, ladies, during that gestation period is so powerful. So think about being pregnant and having a child. You're not just sitting there and waiting, hopefully not just sitting in a rocking chair every day, right? So you're preparing the space, you're preparing the nursery, right? You're booking a calendar for a party, right? You are doing your visits to make sure the health is. You are finding ways to exercise, maybe stretch, you're maybe taking a Bradley or a Lamaze class. You maybe are, do you see? You're super active in the waiting, but it's not an angsty, anxious, striving, stressing, pushing. I trust you, Lord. Your timing is perfect. Would you show me today, at this season, who and what? Would you open my mind to new awareness? Would you show me the action? Would you give me a spirit of wisdom? So it's disconnected. Does that make sense? And so I know you're doing that. I just think it's a great example to talk about for all of us because I've been in hyper growth. I can remember a network marketing, founding a company when it's the hockey stick. Okay. That hockey stick, it's like, hold on with all you've got. Okay. Can you keep enough supply and not lose the customers and how and train a team fast enough? And can you? And God gave me a vision back then that I believe is still for the future as well. And he showed me a pole. It was like a broomstick or something. I drew this. I still have it. It's like a little one of my stick figure cartoons, not my best art, okay? But there's like this pole. And I'm holding on to the pole with all my strength. And it's like a flood, like a dam just let loose. And a flood is coming and is blowing my hair back. And it was like God just saying, okay, during this, hold on to me. Don't lose sight of me. Don't let go of me. Right? And I believe it's relevant for where you are. So yes, everybody make a note to be praying for the season for Renee. And yes, I'm excited. I love you, sister. Thank you for
Brenda,
appreciating.
thank you. And thank you for trusting my spiritual journey. But it's sometimes not as grounded as I wish it was, because again, I let go. And there's just so much to learn, so much to learn.
Well, we all do, and this is why this Prosper Leader membership is more important than it's ever been. Remember, when God said gather the women, he showed us linking arms and carrying each other across our personal finish line. This is the purpose of the Prosper Leader membership. It's us just carrying each other in prayer, in encouragement, knowing we're not alone, and you're held, you're loved. And you're beautiful, and we're all learning. We're all stumbling through this. None of us have it mastered.
Well, thank you all. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else? I think I see Barbara's got her hand raised, right? Oh, no, that's just a heart. Okay. Who else?
I'll
Okay.
pop in.
Yes, Susan.
Hi. I really resonate with what you've been saying, Renee, because the continual self-doubt, checking back, looking at yourself, are you doing the right thing? Is this really what God wants you to do? And I'm reminded that I was talking to one of the leaders of the media church that I go to. He's in charge of that. And talking about what I wanted and what I've been doing. And he expressed a comment that he was really glad I was coaching, because the world needs coaches. They need people who will help others.
And it just reminds me that you're doing that kind of work. We're all doing that kind of work where whatever that pull on our heart is to give, even though it seems complicated and challenging at times, it's people need it. They're lost, especially right now here in California. We are insanely underwater with things that are going on. But it's if we can keep that vision in our hearts at all time and keep praying, as you say, it's that connection to God. He is moving us.
Yes.
We may not always see it. We may
Yes.
not understand it. He's got me going in four directions at once right now. And it's like, well, what? Is one better than the other? Do they all play together in the end? Is it like bringing a group of people together and they have nothing in common and suddenly they find the thread and it just, metastasizes. It explodes into something even more precious than they ever expected. So.
Boy, we can hear your creative filmmaking, film producing self when you talk. Susan, I love the way you phrase things, and love how you're doing this journey, and we're doing this journey together. And yes, that's part of the sorting is we get a lot of options in every day or every moment as to all the things pulling on us and calling on us. And we have to get back to what we've talked about with the one thing. So making sure that that's first, right? And so even before I read the one thing, many years ago, I've had the habit, Linda knows, she's, been with me for, I don't know, over a decade since the beginning. And I would always ask this question, what's the single most important thing I can do today to advance in the direction of my goals, dreams, or desires? That's been my question for many, many years. So that if I do nothing else, I do that one thing. And that helps sort between all the noise. Now, bigger picture is the book, The One Thing. That says, what's the one thing I can do that by doing so will make all the other things easier or unnecessary? Another way of looking at the same thing. But the idea is that I've talked to you about, which is allocation. And so we have to allocate our time, our energy, and our resources. And so it is a conscious choice making as to what I will give my time, my energy, and my resources to. And the way that I can evaluate that has to do with three things: the level of impact for the kingdom of God or for my family, for the world, the level of impact. The level of fulfillment. Some things you do just because it's so fulfilling, right? I see some of the crafts that Linda does with her use of art. You see her artistry, as a VA and everything, but she just makes beautiful things. I mean, behind me, I think it's showing. Is it showing? Do I need to raise it a little bit? Yeah, see that? Beautiful. Whatever you do will prosper. Linda gave me that and made that. So I've made the comment of saying, ooh, I want to just come over and do crafts with you sometime, right? So is it making impact? Is it fulfilling? Does it just spark joy, right? I dance a few times a week because it's good for my health, it's good for relationships, it sparks joy, right? And third, that we cannot ignore, that we talked so much about last week, is profitable. If you're in business, you must be profitable or you'll no longer be in business. You'll be an expensive hobby. It'll be a drain. You'll be looking somewhere else to support this thing called a business when the business is supposed to bring life to everything else, to your family, to your legacy, to, right? So we have to have our eye when we're choosing how we allocate. We've got to be looking at fulfilling. I mean, life is short. If you're not enjoying it, you're probably doing the wrong thing. Not that we enjoy every aspect of our business, but for the most part, it should spark joy. Second, the impact for God, for the world, right? The difference you're making. And third, the profitability, and not in any order. All three of those go into our decision making. So when you're sorting, make a little graph, Susan. Put those three things: fulfillment, impact, profitable. Put an X and then see which of those things have the most, and I'd start there. Okay.
Okay. Also, I just noted that I did put the link to the group course on forum
Okay.
in for anybody. If you want to come, you're all welcome. But if you have other friends that you know of that could be relating to the topic because of
Awesome.
their own circumstances,
So
please share.
this is the course that you're teaching.
Right. It's
Okay.
about,
And
yeah.
when is it?
It should begin on February 25th.
Okay.
It's
Wonderful.
online.
Okay.
And very reasonable. This school is works on the basis of the number of people who sign up, and yet not overwhelming with too many people in a class. So
Beautiful.
very interesting.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, who else? I want to make sure everybody's got time, and then I'm going to share a couple things. Just go ahead and either raise your hand or speak up.
Hi, everybody.
Who's
Good
speaking?
morning.
Who's speaking right now? I just need to find
Heather.
Heather.
Heather is.
Heather. Okay, beautiful. Heather, let me go looking for you so I can see you.
Good morning, beautiful people. I feel so good coming into this. I've thought, oh my gosh, I've missed so much because I was counseling with one of my people, and I was like, oh, I'm about 20 minutes late. But it's so incredible his timing, you guys. I step in, and I'm going to try not to be emotional. It's been a challenging week, let's put it that way. But it's also he's taken that time frame. Not only am I getting over COVID, which it's incredible how fast he took me through that. Praise Jesus. But I also, after I was coming to the end of COVID, I started my keto journey and my health journey by working out in our workout room that he's created for us. And then I took the reins and I started going a little bit further than just the walk he wanted me to go on. And the next day, or that next night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, which I mean, think about that, the number three, I'm like really big with the numbers he uses. I woke up with bursa in my right hip. Oh my gosh, I could not sleep all day long or all night long. I had no sleep whatsoever. And so yesterday it was nothing but a day of sleep. And it was supposed to be a day for production with my video or with our new introduction on our blog page. And instead of sitting there going, oh, I'm not reaching it. I'm sorry, God, all this kind of stuff. I let the Lord lead. The first thing he gave me was the vision and the memory of Jacob wrestling with him as he was making his journey and how he's touched his hip and he injured his hip, you know. And he said, you got ahead of me. You did not listen to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, what a conviction in my heart, you know? And if that's not enough, in that time frame, once I repented for that, the Lord began to just open my mind. In the time frame that I did COVID, or that was going through the COVID, and then yesterday when I was sleeping, he just downloaded all of this amazing stuff of our plans with Blessed Desert Press and Blessings in the Desert. And I cannot tell you how wonderful it felt that I, the hedge of protection, I could feel the arrows of overwhelm and scariness coming in towards me. Like, oh my gosh, God, this is going to be huge. We're talking not only hot springs in Idaho that he is opening up through this little leader that he's raising up that I've known since she was 17, but then he turned around and laid on me and her at the same time. She's moving back to Arizona, and there's a hot springs opening up down here in our little town area of Vail that will be a town one day, he says. So, Doc, I mean, it was very overwhelming and
Love
scary. Because I'm going to be writing content for both of these hot springs. There are other content, other businesses he's got me writing content, or he will have me writing content for magazines, blogs, you know. And if the Holy Spirit's laying on you, reach out to me, because that's what I'm doing is I'm writing content for Christian leaders, Christian builders. So, with all that being said, and at the same time, running Blessings in the Desert, which is a blog, and we're going to be selling candles, agave candles, which he's shown us how to make them, and we're going to be selling them in the hot springs and all this kind of stuff. And on there's some overwhelming stuff coming. So, I stepped into this at literally 19 minutes into the meeting, and I started hearing exactly what I needed to hear from you, Brenda. I'm just like in awe. And the Lord was like, I have you right where you're at in the timing that I want you there. All you need to do is keep looking to be led by my Holy Spirit.
Beautiful. I love that so much. Thank you for sharing. And everybody lift up Heather and support her. And I'm so grateful for your quick recovery and grateful for all the doors. There's such big doors opening in this season, isn't there, for so many of us? And so beautiful that you could take what could be an opportunity to grumble, get mad at God, complain, think that life is happening against you, and instead you were able to redeem the time, as the Bible talks about, and take the beauty and realize that in that was what you exactly needed. And so here's a question for all of you to always be thinking about. I asked this to my daughter when she was, I don't know, grumbling, complaining, doing whatever. I said, what if everything in your life is perfect? What if God is working all things together for your good? What if every single thing is already being worked out? And when we can, because of course that's scriptural, when we can come from that place, and I tell you, like even going through the day, you could be saying, everything's always working out for me. I don't know how this is going to work out, but everything always works out for me. This is going to be beautiful. It's always working out for me because that's what God promised. Romans 8:28, right? That he works all things for good to those who love God. If you love God, then you already have a promise that all things, and that even the setbacks are the greatest gifts. And how many of you can look at some of the hardest times in your life? Many of you, your ministry, many of you, your book, many of you, your message is coming from the hardest times in your life. You can actually look back, and instead of the human tendency to want to avoid all of the hard things, you can look at even the hard things and say, huh, what's God doing? What's happening here? What's the good happening here that I'm not seeing? What a perspective shift. And when you're in that perspective shift, you can see the good. You can see the good. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for these messages today. Today is my son's 27th birthday. And when you were talking about, our strength comes from our struggles, that the pain of those low points in your life can turn into something beautiful. I woke up this morning with a lot of gratitude in my heart. And then I don't know, mid-morning, I just kind of got derailed. It's so easy to fall into the I'm not enough, I can't do this, I overwhelm all the bad stuff. And I think a lot of times it's the devil trying to derail us because we're right on the brink of a big breakthrough. But our family's been through a lot of challenging times, and it's a miracle that my son is alive, and it's an even bigger miracle that he's chosen to dedicate his life to God. He's preparing to become a Catholic priest, and there's been a big outpouring of the Holy Spirit on him recently, and it's just so rewarding and fulfilling to see that happening. Like every time I see him, he seems to be more confident, and there doesn't seem to be anything blocking his way. Thank you all for being here today. And sometimes I let myself fall into the negative thinking. So Just a thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Monica, for being here. Thank you, every single one of you that chose to show up this morning. Right? There's a lot of things pulling on you. It'd be easy to not show up. There's a lot of things that, you are a gift being here. And you sharing is a gift and an encouragement. And, not only can we be praying for you and lifting you up, but we're learning from each other. We're gleaning from each other as the body, right? And so, yeah, Monica, we all fall in and out of, being in the zone and walking. And I wish we were all just instantly, teleported to walking perfectly with the Lord and never doubting, never grumbling, never walking in fear, never walking in lack. That'd be amazing, right? Kind of, same thing that Renee brought up earlier. She's so sweet and humble, right? And saying, well, I don't always, hey, none of us do. However, we are understanding more and more Romans chapter 12, that we are transformed. And transformed is very permanent. I like to say it's caterpillar to butterfly. The butterfly never goes back to being a caterpillar. That caterpillar is part of its body, its being. It was made from the caterpillar, but it never goes back to being a caterpillar. And we are being transformed. So God is expecting a complete and total transformation. But the original scripture says gradually, like it's moment by moment, it's second by second, this transformation. It's not a one-time instantaneous, right? And so we are being transformed. How? By the renewing of our mind. Put those words together. Re means do it again. Re and again and again. I redo. I rethink. I rewrite. It's do it again. I renew. So you are again and again and again making your mind new, renew. This is science. When you look at, right, the physiology of the brain and you look at that actually, what is the neurophysiology? What's actually changing? We got all these electrical like trees, right, that are like shooting out like fire of electricity, right? The little dendrites, and then there's these synapses, and it's connecting with others just like this. And that which you use gets stronger and stronger, right? And fuses together. And so what starts as like a little tiny, tiny branch in your brain, like becomes stronger and bigger, and it becomes the neural pathway. It's the road that your thoughts go on. And so if you don't spend a lot of time on the personal growth and all of that, you don't spend time renewing your mind, it's very weak. And if it's been through trauma, it's actually like you look at the trees that have been through trauma and they're actually like shriveled up, like dried kind of branches. Like looking at these, the neurophysiologist is incredible. When we keep activating it and it wires together and wires and wires, it goes from this little tiny path, right, to a thicker dirt road, to like a two-lane highway, to like kind of our highways. They go from two-lane to four-lane to six-lane. Same thing's happening in your brain. When you understand that, then this is the importance of the daily spiritual practice. This is why we do a page in the Prosper Daily every single day, and we have our morning spiritual practice, because scripturally, we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind, and physically, our brain is literally transforming. So you'll go less and less and less, right, into the temptation or the fear or the doubt as you build the new neural pathways and you make new habits, right? So beautiful.
I have to say something.
Go ahead.
So Brenda, and for everyone in that, along that lines, one of the things that I started doing, because I would go through my day, and at the end of my day, I would think, why didn't I call on the Lord at that time? God says, stay in constant contact with me. And we get into our day, and it's like, oh, why didn't I? Right? So this little machine right here, I have now started setting an alarm every hour on the hour, no matter what I'm doing. It goes off, and I stop and raise gratitude to
That
God.
was cool.
Because I don't believe you can be mad or sad or angry or confused and be and have gratitude, right? I think
So cool.
gratitude is so grounding. And I just started doing that. And I have to say, it really is amazing how, like just what you're saying, like suddenly the gratitude becomes almost this natural thing, right? I mean, I've only been doing it since the beginning of the year, but it is really crazy how in just a short period of time, whoops, sorry, in just a short period of time that wiring starts happening, right? And then I
Yeah.
find myself in a meeting like thinking, Lord, I'm thank you for your presence here right now. Thank you for being in this space. Where before I would, be in my car driving home thinking, heck, why didn't I call on the Lord in that meeting, right? So it really, really is true what you're
So
saying.
good.
Yeah.
So
And
good. Thank you. Thank you.
finding
Thank
that
you.
discipline, right?
So for all of you, so that you're not just a spectator or an observer, I want you to think about all the things that were just spoken and which of those things really call to you, and circle or highlight that or make sure it's in your notes. And remember, it's mindset, skill set, action. So, Renee just created an automatic action reminder with her phone, right? So that she's taking action every hour to begin to renew her mind. Simple, just what am I grateful for right now? And get into that energy, that frequency of gratitude, right? That's so beautiful. So beautiful. You're training your thoughts, you're training your mind, you're renewing your mind. So, what that was spoken today spoke to you the most. And what are you going to do differently? I want you to just take a second and tell one thing that you got from today that you're going to apply. You're going to do, make a note to yourself, put it in your journal, put it on your calendar, put it somewhere you're going to see it. What's the one thing you got from today? How are you going to apply it? I did that for years, Renee, and I haven't done it for a while. And it's a really cool reminder. And I'll show you something that I did with that to even add to that. That's really cool. Is that when you set the alarms, there is a place to write underneath it. So you could literally write an affirmation that when it rings, it actually says that affirmation.
I will be doing that today.
Yeah, it's just another as you set those. And I did different ones. So like at 4:15, I'm gonna go activate these again. There is another way of looking at this. I could see peace instead of this. So there's so many, right? And then also can just be, yeah. So anyway, I love that. But what is the one thing you're going to apply? And then I'm going to close with another thought. We'll go into this maybe in our Prosper Leader gathering on the 20th in the evening. We'll probably dive into it a little bit deeper. Remember, that's the next evening one at 6 p.m. Also, remember, if you have not registered for the God, Love, and Me, Linda, maybe you could pop a link for that, the God, Love, and Me masterclass, if you have it handy. This is going to be a powerful. It's a shift. It's going to be a powerful shift for you. If you think about perfect love casts out fear. And if you think about like you did at the beginning of this call, love being expansive. So make sure you've registered. And then we'll pick up on the 20th for our next main Prosper Leader member call. Looking at, we've got about 6 weeks till the end of first quarter. And second quarter doesn't just happen magically. It's prepared for in first quarter, which one of the things you all need to look at, since most of you are coaches, consultants in some form, you need to look at what is the event, be it a master class, be it a series like a launch, be it whatever it is. What is the event that you're going to put in place before the end of March, before March 31st, that you're going to begin promoting now? Again, you always reverse engineer. So let's say, you were going to on the like my next launch in March, and you want to plan these things out, right? Is the week of the 17th. Okay. I do a launch about every 6 weeks. So my next launch is called Rooted to Rise. And it's that whole week of the 17th. A launch or a master class, then you reverse engineer, has to be promoted for the 4 weeks before at least, and intensified the 2 weeks before, and really intensified the week before to be sure that it's filled. These events serve two major purposes. One, it's attracting brand new leads that can come to know, like, and trust you that will become your clients in second quarter. So we're building your client base for second quarter. Secondly, it's nurturing the people that have been in your ecosystem, reading your posts, raising their hands. Maybe they even attended previous launches. I'm finding that people become clients after often two or three launches, two or three master classes. Now I rotate, you notice, I do something every month. So this month on the 22nd, it's just a one day, it's a Saturday morning, 9 to 12, because that's going to attract one kind of person. And then the following month, I do the full launch because that's going to attract a different kind of trust and rapport and connection and opportunity. So I want you to be thinking before we go into the Prosper Leader membership, what is going to be your event? And then do you know the steps to make that happen? I've had several of you. We did that with Lois yesterday. I did it with several. I did it with Serena, where we're working all the way from a very captivating title and subtitle to blocking the time to creating the marketing strategy to like have that ready to go. And that puts you in action, right? I mean, Lois, can I pull on you for a second? We've got 1 minute here. Can I pull on you for 1 second? Yeah. Okay. And what I want to say is, once you did that, did you feel a shift? Once you came up with a date, and then we came up with the title, we began to look at the strategy for posting, what changed in you by just putting that in place now, 6 weeks, or 4 weeks later?
Yeah, there's definitely a more of a focus, right? What you focus on and what you create clarity on, you can move towards better. So,
Because otherwise, it's easy to procrastinate, right?
yes.
Yeah. And it's easy to look at what you don't have ready, right? And so what happens is first quarter just blends into second quarter, blends. And you know what happens? 2025 becomes a repeat of 2024, which is a repeat, so that we don't live a brand new year every year. We live the same year over and over and over again. So not here, not now, not with us. So I want you to be thinking about what's going to be your conversion event to wrap up this quarter to set you in motion for next quarter. Okay, we'll pick up on that. So on your calendar, did you put the God Loving Me link already, Linda? Okay, beautiful. So register for that. Of course, the next Prosper Leader call That'll be a double day, the 20th. We'll have office hours in the morning. We'll have the Prosper Leader member at in the evening. If you're not already on the calendar, that in other words, the ad event calendar that puts all the events on your calendar so you have the links and everything ready, I encourage you to be sure that you're doing that as well. All right, sisters, I love you. We'll see you soon. God bless you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thanks for being here.